Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au latte, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to The Simple Sophisticate, and this is episode 104. Today, I am going to talk about simple ways of living, and all sorts of ideas have been running through my mind on how to explain this, but let me just give you a current day right now in my life example. I have, for the first time in a year, not traveled outside of the town I have lived in, that I'm currently living in, since, oh my goodness, I think the last time I traveled outside of Bend, like beyond, say, 5-10 miles out of town, was way back in February. That's crazy. To put that in perspective for my life, every single month, nearly, before I moved to Bend, I would travel at least to Portland once a month, if not to Walla Walla every week or every other week, which was an hour away. But what I found is that this simple way of living, this finding what works for me, has really simplified so many different things in my life. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be traveling outside of Bend. Trust me, I will get out there. I will go. I have all sorts of plans I'm excited for. But the beauty is I am pretty happy here. And I haven't felt that way about a place really ever. So this idea of having simple rules in our lives is what we're going to talk about today. But before I begin, I want to tell you a little bit about today's petit plaisir. It is a simple item for your capsule wardrobe, and it's under $80, and it's fantastic. I have a few already, and I just went and purchased one more because, oh my gosh, I need a white version. And at that price, why not? And it is at a discount today, and I'm so excited to share with you, so be sure to tune in at the end of today's episode. But back to today's topic. We're going to talk about simple rules for a good life. Let me begin with a quote from Simple Rules, How to Thrive in a Complex World by authors Donald Soule and Kathleen M. Eisenhardt. In many areas of our lives, both professional and personal, we face an apparently unpalatable choice between the simplicity we crave and the complicated solutions that seem necessary. This trade-off is false. For many of our most important activities and decisions, simple rules are both more desirable and more effective than complicated solutions. That's the premise that we're going to focus on with regards to creating simple rules so that we can build a life that we love. And I have a feeling that many of you are already incorporating simple rules, whether you know it or not. So let's get started. Simplicity, the idea of simplicity in a complex world, is it even possible? Well, based on the quote I just shared, it is absolutely possible. It may seem that it's not, but it absolutely is, thankfully. The grand opportunities our 21st world offers us are vast, en masse, and arguably infinite. And this surplus of options, these many choices and these variety of paths, can become overwhelming when we're not clear about what makes the day run smoothly for us, what makes our hearts feel deeply and our lives feel full and ever allowing us to grow and evolve. As a young girl, oddly enough, I was certain, without any explanation, I don't know where I got this idea in my brain, I was certain that I knew it had to be possible to make simple ways of living so that, you know, the basic things in life, we could really figure out simple rules for living successfully, those basic things. Maybe it's how we eat, how to answer the basic questions at school and with friends and in life in general, so that I could enjoy the present. Now, yes, this notion is full of an abundant amount of naivete. I mean, after all, I think this truly began back when I was in my preteens. But after reading this book, Simple Rules, How to Thrive in a Complex World, which came out last year, I realized I may have stumbled onto something unknowingly way back when I was younger. I just didn't really know what the heck to do with it. And I didn't have, granted, the science or the knowledge to understand how to begin eating well or know what path I wanted to choose, because I wasn't even sure of my own curiosities and passions. But I felt that the absolutes that we have to tend to each day could be simplified. If only we could simplify them, and I truly believe we could, so that the living of life, the joy in the everyday life, could be savored all the more. After all, who wouldn't want more time to read a good book and not worry about being interrupted by a chore or by sleep? Who wouldn't want more time with loved ones, losing all track of the minutes and just savoring their presence? All the while, having a peace of mind that you know your bills are paid, that the weekly grocery shopping is done, and the week will begin well because everything has been tended to. Who wouldn't want more time to tinker on a new recipe, fiddle with a new project, or plan your next trip to explore the world? Who wouldn't want to eat delicious, fulfilling food without worrying about our waistlines? Such a way of living is possible, and it's possible every day of your life with simple rules. So what are simple rules? You're sitting there going, what are simple rules? How do I make them? Why do they seem so complicated? Well, first, let me talk about what the benefits are of creating simple rules for your life, because I want to show to you that they are worth your time. Four benefits. Number one, they enable you to make quick, reasonable, accurate decisions that require less effort than more complicated approaches. Two, you become more likely to act on your decisions because they are easy to remember. Three, your willpower remains strong because you don't deplete it hemming and hawing over decisions that can be made quickly and effectively for your life. And lastly, they require a minimum level of coordination while leaving ample room for individuals to pursue their own objectives. Now, all of these benefits are shared in depth in the book Simple Rules that we just talked about. And I'll provide a link to that book on today's show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast104. They dive deep into all different types of simple rules you can come up with. In fact, they break it down into six different categories. But in the first chapter, they point out that the best-selling author on food and nutrition, Michael Pollan, in his book Food Rules, An Eater's Manual, he coined simple rules regarding food. Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. The reasons why simple rules work, such as his, are that, quote, they give concrete guidance without being overly prescriptive, and they leave room to exercise creativity and pursue unanticipated opportunities. And I think that last part is the key part for me, because I do want to make things simple, but I don't want to lock myself down so that I can't seize opportunity when it presents, that I'm so rigid in my life that I can't, you know, try something new or do something that I would have never thought about, but hey, the opportunity presented and I want to do this. That's the part that I love about simple rules. Now, it's important to note that simple rules will evolve as your life evolves. That's a good thing. As we're growing, our rules will grow. Some, though, will remain basically the same, maybe with regards to eating and health, but some will only serve you well for a particular period of time in your life due to what you are, what your roles are, and what you're trying to accomplish in your life. While there are many arenas in your life that you are already probably contemplating creating simple rules for, I thought to help you get started, I'd share with you six foundational areas of our lives and offer an example simple rule to consider. You're welcome to take that rule and tweak it, take it entirely and just put it into your life, however it works, or simply ignore it. Because it's only going to be based on what you need and the way you want to live. But I am going to talk you through each of them just to kind of give some context. So the first one is eating. Now, I was using Michael Pollan's as an example. His was eat food, not too much, mostly plants. So I looked at it. Okay, what do I need? What are some weaknesses that I want to fix? What are some areas that I know I need to make sure that I am, you know, eating better food in or improving my diet? And so I came up with real food, bookend with water, add color. And so just to break that down, the first component, real food, no processed food, nothing out of a box, nothing out of a bag, nothing. Bookend with water. Well, what does that mean? In other words, drinking water all the time. Drinking water as soon as I get out of bed, having a glass of water by my bedstand. And it also means that I'm going to drink a glass of water before I go to bed. It does also mean that I'm going to bookend my meals. I'm going to have a glass of water before I begin my dinner. I'm also going to make sure that I'm drinking water at the end. It also could incorporate the idea of if I'm having a glass of wine, making sure I'm pairing it with a glass of water. In other words, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. And the add color is the idea beyond brown, more than brown food. So your leafy greens, your vegetables, your fruit, add color to everything I'm eating. If you're not eating anything with color, then you're probably not eating a well-balanced meal. So that was what has been working for me. Now, I may tweak that down the road once I get these habituated in my mind, but that's something that hopefully will be an example. So if you're looking for a simple rule when it comes to eating, feel free to use that one, tweak it, or ignore it. All right, that's number one, eating. Number two is work. Now, this can be very broad, obviously. And you may have a certain goal you're trying to achieve right now with your work. But in general, I thought I'd come up with a simple rule. And here we go. Time, passion, growth. And for me, if I can lose all track of time, okay, it's something I should pursue. If it's something I'm passionate about, curious about, I should pursue it. If I'm growing as an individual, if I'm giving opportunities to grow, it's definitely something I should pursue. Pretty straightforward. That's work. Number three is money with regards to spending, saving, budgeting, all those things. Here we go. Three questions. Can I? Should I? Why am I? And this one for me, I start with the first one. And if I can answer yes, then I can go to the next one and so on and so forth. If I say no, then I stop right there at the first question. So can I? Do I have the means? Do I have the ability to buy it? Is it going to break my budget? Will I be able to pay off that credit card at the end of the month in full? If the answer is yes, then I say, okay, should I get it? Okay. Meaning, is it going to help my life? Is it going to benefit my life? Okay. Do I really need another pair of insert clothing item here? If I say yes, then okay, so maybe you do need it. Maybe it's going to work well in your life. But the most important question, if you get that far, is why am I getting it? Why am I getting it? Is it truly because I love it, or am I doing it to impress somebody else or impress society? Those are three questions that have worked for me with money. Okay, moving on. We're on number four, shopping. And this could be any kind of shopping. This doesn't have to just be clothing, but items beyond food. My simple rule is a 2-3 rule. Meaning, do I want it after 2-3 days? Will it last for 2-3 years? And will it go with 2 or 3 other items in my life? If yes to all three of these, it's okay to buy it. Ah, just something that I try to, okay, yeah, maybe I will be wearing it in 2-3 years, but does it really go with something beyond just that one item in my closet that I'm buying it for? So it just kind of keeps me in check. Again, just an idea. You can take it, toss it, or tweak it. The fifth one is the mind. Here's a simple rule. Welcome truth, optimism, and empowering thoughts. All others, dispose of quickly. We've talked about many times on this podcast and on the blog, the power of mastering our mind. When we are able to do that, we really change the quality of our life. We really change the relationships we're involved with, as well as the relationship with ourselves. And it's a constant job that we have to have, because life is forever going to be presenting us with different scenarios and situations and people and experiences. And how we control what goes on in our head is crucial. How we dispose of the information, how we digest it. And if we digest the wrong things, it can be disruptive and hurtful. But if we understand how to recognize the good and the bad, the helpful and the, you know, the not helpful, we save ourselves so much energy. Now, again, I'm a work in progress, absolutely, but this is what I'm working on right now. So here it is again. Welcome truth, optimism, and empowering thoughts. All others, dispose of quickly. That's the mind. And last but not least, we're talking about relationships here, all kinds of relationships. The category, or the topic, I'm going to call it time spent with others. In other words, who do you spend time with? Who do you choose to spend time with? And I know there's situations where you really don't have a choice, but when you have a choice, here's my simple rule. Uplifting, in love with life, curious? Absolutely. So those three questions, if you can answer yes to any of them, at least for me, then I'm thinking, yeah, I want to spend more time with this person. Yeah, I want to invest. I want to, whether it's a friendship, a family member, someone I want to be in a romantic relationship with, if they are uplifting, meaning they're positive, doesn't mean they have to be positive all the time. And I think that's huge because you can be curious, you know, and asking, well, why is that working? That doesn't seem to be working. Why does that happen? You don't always have to be positive. It's this but idea, though, of being critical, if you are critical for the right reasons. This idea of if you're going to complain, do it because you want to make it better and you have an idea. So that uplifting, you have hope, you have this drive, someone who is in love with life. Someone who loves the life they're living. They may not be perfect. No one is. They may have gone through struggles. Everyone has, but they are still striving forward. And everyone exhibits that in a different way. So I don't think we should look at this in true cookie cutter kind of sense. But for me, when I reflect on the people that I choose and want to be with versus those that I've slowly and gradually let go of, those three are big differentiating questions that have helped me determine who to let go of and who to hold on to. And granted, they have to make the choice too to hang on and want to spend time with me. but anyway, uplifting, in love with life, curious. Then absolutely. All right. So I will put those up on today's show notes and feel free again to take, tweak, or toss any of them. I am always trying to come up with new ones or tweak them as I grow and evolve, as we all do. I would love, if you already have simple rules that you are embracing and using in your life that are working, please do share. I obviously would love to hear, but I know many readers would love to hear different examples from different people in different walks of life, whether with regards to where they live or the age that they are or what they've experienced in life. So please, please do share. I would love to have those so people can look at them and get some ideas and inspiration. Part of the power that I have found with living with simple rules in my life is that it extinguishes lost time used for contemplating ideas that are unreasonable or unnecessary or detrimental to the quality of the life that I'm trying to cultivate each and every day. Now, I'm going to be honest. Am I successful at following each of these rules every single day of the week? Some days, I mean, the answer is obviously no. Some days I am exhausted and I will have a side of fries with my hamburger and I will not apologize for it. But even though they're not processed, they're not that colorful. So I've broken my rule. You know, indulge it. You need it. Go for it. And then move on and do better the next day. We are not perfect, but I think the more we get these rules habituated in our mind, if we know that they will work and they will be helpful in cultivating the life we want, it's going to become easier to automatically say no. So for example, now, well, and for quite some time, the whole processed foods rule that I've set, it's automatic. I just don't buy cookies that have been, you know, that are available in the store. Store-bought cookies, that's a no. I mean, I don't even think twice about it. They may look delicious and I may be starving, but it's not going to happen. Or maybe it's a no to items in my wardrobe or for home decor that I'm purchasing, but I'm purchasing them to impress somebody else. And there is no need based on the life that I'm trying to build as I know it, because I will regret that decision as soon as that temporary moment has left my life. Now, if I want to buy a piece of clothing because it complies with my 2-3 rule and I want it for me, then absolutely, I will say yes. But again, the more you integrate these simple rules into your life, the more it'll be easy to not even think about the question. You just know and you just go forward. You don't have to spend any energy on it whatsoever. So today or sometime this week, or maybe this upcoming long weekend, if you're here in the States, sit down and pin out a short, simple set of rules that align with the life that you wish to create. So it'll make it easier for you to remember as you go about living the full life that you've built for yourself. I hope you find as much value in this idea of simple rules as I have. And again, it's an evolving process. So you may want to reassess every 6 months, every year when you sit down with your goal list or your resolutions, but I think you'll find it very helpful. Simple rules for a good life. For all of the show notes, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast104. And I also am going to make available a handful of posts from the archives that deal with the idea of living efficiently, living well, taking advantage of life's opportunities, and saving time. Because that's really what it's all about, right? You're trying to save time and not waste anything any time doing things that you really don't need to be doing or things you need to be done, but don't waste extra time because you're not organized, so that you can really savor life because there's so much to enjoy. All right. I'll be right back with this week's Petit Plaisir. This week's Petit Plaisir is something that I love to wear. I've been wearing them for a handful of years, but sometimes they just don't fit right. And I will figure out a way to make it work, but it's a pain to have to try to make it work instead of just let it slip on and use it. I'm talking about silk camisoles. I love to layer, whether it's fall, spring, summer. I love a silk camisole. And J. Crew has the silk camisoles that are in your budget that will offer colors that will work with your skin tone and that will be easy to slip on and complement your figure. So they're called Carry Silk Camisoles. And as most items in J. Crew, they're available in regular, tall, and petite. Now, regularly listed at $98, they are right now 30% off with the promo code SUMMER, all caps. So you're going to save a decent penny there. Now, I'm speaking from experience because last week I ordered two of these camisoles. I ordered a tall size, just to let you know. I'm 5'11". I have broad shoulders. I don't have a really long waist, to be honest with you, or a long body. I have longer legs, but I'm still really glad I got the tall. So if you're wondering if you want a tall or a regular, just know I prefer longer rather than shorter. And so the talls fit me perfectly. But anyway, so I ordered two colors. You'll see my pick in today's show notes. It's a beautiful, cool colored pink. Reminds me of a peony pink, really. And I also ordered what I call a Superman blue. And it's not navy. It's not bright blue like a cerulean, but it's just a nice, again, cool colored blue. But you'll be absolutely happy with this if you're looking for a layering piece. Now, I typically don't wear my camisoles alone. As I said, I layer them. I usually layer them underneath a blazer and with jeans, or I can also wear them with a pencil skirt, or I can wear them with slacks. There's so many different options. Again, I will have a picture of an outfit that I wear typically for my capsule wardrobe on today's show notes, and take a look at that and shop the entire outfit. But it is the J. Crew Carry Camisole, 30% off of $98. Enter the promo code SUMMER. They are worth it. They have a lovely little V-neck. It's not too deep. It's just right. So very complimentary. Elongates your neck. And it's a racer back in the back. There's so many colors. In fact, here is what I did while I was writing this post this weekend. I was like, I do need a white camisole. Why am I not ordering one more? So I ordered one more, the ivory camisole from J. Crew, because it was still on sale, as it is today and this week. And it's a staple item you will use again and again and again. So again, find all of the links on today's show notes, the simplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast104. And for any and all other capsule item wardrobe options, go to the Simply Luxurious Life shop. I'll provide a link on today's show notes for that as well. And it will take you from top to bottom, accessories to shoes, to tops and bottoms, bags, basic classic looking items that will stand the test of time. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or an item for your capsule wardrobe. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, the simplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent podcast, blog post, and receive exclusive news, as well as an extra dose of inspiration each week, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or your morning coffee, just in time to jumpstart the weekend. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonne journée.